Next patient is Joseph Ressler. The last name is R-E-S-S-L-E-R. Clinical case of a 77-year-old white male patient of Dr. Gilder that is referred to this office because of his chronic kidney disease, that is 3B. Evaluation of the kidney disease is requested, period. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that was initially diagnosed in 1996. Prior to that, he has a history of arterial hypertension and a lengthy history of kidney stones with several interventions. He has coronary artery disease. In 2020, he had a left heart catheterization and three stents were deployed, according to his information, in the left anterior descending. He has been evaluated by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. The patient has been referred with a laboratory workup that was done on October the 20th of 2023, in which the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 69. And he has a creatinine of 2, a BUN of 34, and an estimated GFR that is 32 mLs per minute. Period. The patient has a lengthy history of CKD3B that while he was living in Minneapolis, the nephrologist, Dr. Daniel Rice, R-E-I-S, was following him at least for 4 years. Period. The most likely situation is that the patient has a combination of factors, nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, obesity, aging process, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, period. Kidney stones are playing a major role. Some degree of interstitial nephritis could be present. The patient has inactive stone disease since 2002. Number two, coronary artery disease, status post. Three stents in the left anterior descending. The patient is under evaluation by cardiology, period. Number three, diabetes mellitus that lately has been out of control because the patient doesn't have the DEXA scan to continue monitoring his blood. He was encouraged to change the diet drastically, a plant-based diet with a fluid restriction and a decreased sodium intake is advocated, period. We also recommended for him to use the application of Weight Watchers in the phone in order to see the calorie intake, period. Following number. The patient has a history of gout and the kidney stones have been taking haloperidol for 300 milligrams for a long period of time, more than 10 years. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin, 20 milligrams on a daily basis, plus fish oil. One capsule of 1,200 milligrams POVID. diabetes mellitus that has been under, out of control. The patient is taking insulin. Following over, the patient has a history of intestinal resection, colon resection, probably related to perforation. Following over, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following over. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following over, sleep apnea on CPAP. Following over, obesity. Plan as above. We're going to order laboratory workup, see him afterwards. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes with the patient in face-to-face, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.